The European Association of Urology, EAU, guidelines for renal cell carcinoma, RCC, were updated in March 2021. The full updated guidelines can be found on our website by clicking here. Below is a summary of the most important changes. Use MRI and ultrasound for further characterization of small renal masses, tumor thrombus and differentiation of unclear renal masses. If the results of contrast-enhanced CT are not clear, use ETNM stage, tumor size, grade, and RCC subtype provide important prognostic information. Offer partial nephrectomy to patients with T2 tumors and a solitary kidney or chronic kidney disease. If technically feasible, intensify follow-up in patients with a positive surgical margin. Offer active surveillance or thermal ablation to frail and or patients with comorbidities with small renal masses. Perform a percutaneous renal mass biopsy prior to and not concomitantly with thermal ablation when thermal ablation or active surveillance are offered. Discuss with patients about the harms, benefits with regards to oncological outcomes and complications. Do not routinely offer thermal ablation for tumors greater than 3 cm and cryoablation for tumors greater than 4 cm in patients with clinically enlarged lymph nodes. Surgically remove lymph nodes to guide staging. Prognosis and follow-up in case of metastatic disease. Discuss surgery within the context of a multidisciplinary team. Do not offer adjuvant therapy with sorafenib, pazopanib, everolimus, girontuximab or axitinib. Do not offer adjuvant sunitinib following surgically resected high-risk clear cell renal cell carcinoma. Discuss delayed cytoreductive nephrectomy in patients who derive clinical benefit from systemic therapy. Do not offer tyrosine kinase inhibitor treatment to metastatic RCC patients after metastasectomy and no evidence of disease. Offer pembrolizumab plus axitinib, Lenvatini B plus pembrolizumab or nivolumab AB plus cabozantinib to treatment naive patients with clear cell metastatic RCC. Administer nivolumab AB plus ipilimumab, pembrolizumab plus axitinib, Lenvatini B plus pembrolizumab, and nivolumab AB plus cabozantinib in centers with experience of immune combination therapy and appropriate supportive care within the context of a multidisciplinary team. Offer axitinib, cabozantinib or lenvatinib as subsequent treatment to patients who experience treatment-limiting immune-related adverse events after treatment with the combination of axitinib plus pembrolizumab, cabozantinib plus nivolumab or lenvatinib plus pembrolizumab. Updated O guidelines recommendations for the first-line treatment of metastatic clear cell RCC. Favorable risk patients. Standard of care with nivolumab, cabozantinib, pembrolizumab, axitinib, or pembrolizumab, lenvatinib. Alternative for patients who cannot receive or tolerate immune checkpoint inhibitors, sunitinib or pazopanib. Intermediate or poor risk patients, nivolumab, cabozantinib, pembrolizumab, axitinib, pembrolizumab, lenvatinib or nivolumab, ipilimumab. Alternative for patients who cannot receive or tolerate immune checkpoint inhibitors, cabozantinib, sunitinib or pazopanib. Offer nivolumab or cabozantinib for immune checkpoint inhibitor naive vascular endothelial growth factor receptor, VEGFR, refractory clear cell metastatic RCC after one or two lines of therapy. Perform functional follow-up, renal function assessment and prevention of cardiovascular events for patient who have had partial nephrectomy or radical nephrectomy, RN. Consider curtailing follow-up when the risk of dying from other causes is double that of the recurrence risk of RCC.